Hafaday, and welcome to today's edition of Hearts of Harvest.
Submission has nothing to do with evaluation. It has everything to do with order.
That was Pastor Marty Herron, the pastor of Harvest Baptist Church and our speaker for Heart of Harvest, a daily program brought to you by Harvest Ministries on the island of Guam. Our prayer is that as you listen to these lessons, you will understand the heart of harvest and that these messages from the Word of God will help you to develop a heart for God. Pastor Herron continues our study of 1 Peter today as we reach chapter 3. Pastor shares part of a message called Secrets to a Successful Home, Plucking the Two Strings of Domestic Harmony.
I would like to do a quick review with you over the messages that we have been going over. The book of 1 Peter, one of the books of the general epistles that we are using as a means of understanding that God wants us to make a difference by being a difference in all areas of our life. We start with the hope-filled and hurtful times and as a general survey. And then we talked about how we can smile in suffering in 1 Peter 1, staying clean in a corrupt society. The portraits of pulling together and how it was so important as a church and as individuals. And then the area of being ripped off and yet we're pressing on and knowing that those sufferings of the Christians in that day is what it is for us as well. And so that takes us here today to the topic of seven significant verses to a successful home, or subtitled, Plucking Two Strings of Domestic Harmony. We'll talk about that in a minute, but 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 7 are these significant verses about a home. 1 Peter chapter 3, let's read out loud verses 1 through 7. You ready? Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not that word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, wearing gold, putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, ordained themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as under the weaker vessel, as being heirs together the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. God many, many times will break into a person's life, sometimes in very dramatic ways, to get our attention, to help us realize that He really is for us. He's not against us. And no greater way to happen than in a home. This is what Peter goes right to the heart of the matter. Look at 1 Peter chapter 3, if you would, and just give you a quick backdrop to this. There's harmony in that. When you find Christ in the middle of it all, there is going to be harmony. Hence the idea, the very simple idea of plucking two strings of domestic harmony, because there are two primary strings that Peter touches on. I call it the E string and the L string. Now, I know there's no L string on any stringed instrument, but the E string is for emotion, the L string is for logic, and I want to pluck both of those because that's what we're going to talk about today in 1 Peter chapter 3. And to give a backdrop, look in verse 1 where he says, likewise, you wives, be in subjection, and notice the constant theme of subjection. Chapter 2, look at your Bibles, verse 13. Submit, it's the same word. Submit yourselves to every ordinance. He mentions in verse 18, servants, be subject. It's the same root word to that. And he says it in chapter 3, verse 1, likewise, you wives, be in subjection. And then he says the same thing in verse 7, likewise. And then finally in chapter 3, verse 8, finally. And he gives the whole concept again of being of mind, of a compassion, being one another, love his brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, all related to subjection in context with suffering. That brings great success. What is he saying? Very simply, to be in a place for Christ to show himself mighty in all areas. There are four. He mentions them right here. Notice chapter 2, verse 13. It's the community. He's dealing with the area of our relationship to government and civil authorities. He's saying, be in subjection. Even if you are receiving suffering, you be willing to subject yourselves to that. And then chapter 2, verse 18 is dealing with the workplace. But I think it's important to put it in the context because Peter's first letter, written in a time when the church was beginning to feel those flames of persecution, written to the scattered by Peter, it's probably directed then to those clusters of believers in those cities of the empire. And so you get to chapter 3, verse 1, he's dealing with the home now. And he's just moving forward, not necessarily making any one higher than the other. He's saying, listen, you learn to suffer with submission. You'll be successful there with the relationship in the community, in the workplace, in your home, as well as then, next week we'll talk about the area of the church. Chapter 3, verse 8 through 12. All of this is in context to help us realize that perhaps the most striking feature of the letter is Peter's emphasis on submission and subjection in our response with the suffering. And this brings great success. And he says this now in relationship to the home. You say, well, homes, you know, isn't the Disneyland perfect home? No, if you're a Christian home, you're going to have elements of suffering. You're going to have elements of submission. This brings great success. In God is in charge of everything, but he's put certain people in place, and so when that is in rank, it fits the way it's supposed to be. Submission has nothing to do with evaluation. It has everything to do with order. Very simply, if you're in the right place, then God says, I'll bless you for that. Years ago, my wife and I and our four children were very young. We were driving up through Milwaukee, and I was stopped by a police person for going 65 in a 55. And they stopped me, and this person was not very nice to me. I was going 56. They picked me at 65, and long story short, my speedometer was 10 miles off. Legitimately it was. So I'm going thinking everything's fine. She stops me. And I said to her, I said, ma'am, I'm going 56. And this lady was not very nice to me. She was rude. She was arrogant. She was degrading. Did that have anything to do with the fact that I still was going 10 miles over? No. It's not about her personality. It was all about the position and the badge, and this is reality, and there's it go. And that same concept, exactly what Peter's saying to these ladies, listen, you've realized that just like it was in subjection in the civil affairs, in your work, and in the home, and he mentions the church, and what's in the middle of all of this? Chapter 2, verse 21. Into you were called. You're called to this because Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example. You better follow his steps. And it's a little scary to realize, okay, like Christ is called to this, we're going to be called to this? Evidently. And in that backdrop, Peter says now, as a fisherman, as a church leader, as a writer, as a married man, we know because his mother-in-law was healed by Jesus. He was one of the disciples. His wife was with him in many of those travels. That he now, from his own perspective, says, let me give you some suggestions. And he gives three directives for the wives, three directives for the husband, and then let me give you some practical examples or warning labels at the end. Here are the suggestions, the warnings he says, here's for the wife, here's for the husband, and then let me give you, at the end, let me give you four warning labels, okay? And it's interesting to note, very simply, how many verses does he say to the wife? How many do you count? How many does he say to the husband? Now, I think there's a couple of reasons for it. One of those, because in that economy, in that day, there were wives, many of them had set up marriages, arranged marriages. Many of them arranged marriages to unsaved men. So I think the percentage-wise, there was more wives had unsaved husbands. I think that was the biggest reason for that. Along with the fact that for most men, they had a choice about who they were going to marry, and if they were Christians, they were marrying Christian ladies. But some of them were saved after they had already been married, so they were now, in either case, Peter's directives for him were the same. One sentence for men, six for ladies. I think this is my own secondary reason for this. I think a big factor for this is because women have a tendency to have a little more comprehensive picture. It doesn't help just to give one simple statement, okay? You got to give a fuller explanation for this. I think that's why Peter did that. In addition to that, men, we are dumb, and therefore, just say it. Just cut straight to the point. Boom, this is it. This is exactly what Peter does. One sentence, I'm going to tell you exactly. Bam, 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 bam. In both those occasions, he says, here's three directions for you women. Here's three for the men. What are they? Notice these three for the wife. Number one, he's saying, listen, you be that spiritual influence in the home. This is what he means in verse 1 and 2. Wives, be in subjection. There's the term. You're getting under rank. Somebody's got to be the quarterback. That's all he's saying. He's not evaluating you. He's not trying to put you down. Listen to me. Fact is, in his economy, as it is today, many of the wives were treated like tools. They were just like childbearing objects. That's all they were. And the men had their own little places and their own gymnasiums or spas. And that's the way it was in Peter's day. And Peter's saying, hold on a minute. For wives, he's just establishing, you get under rank. I think Dr. Ololo had a good way to say it, that you duck so God can hit your husband. You just stay out of the way because this is the authority. Many of you in military fully understand this. It's not about somebody that's a rank above you and whether they're appropriate or not, or they're worthy enough to be your leader. They're it, and you're going to obey them. This is all Peter is saying. Now, with that as a backdrop, he says, therefore, this is why, because first of all, you're the spiritual influence. Notice verse 1. In the context, to your own husbands, this is who I want you to put yourself under, so that if any obey not the word, and as they're not going to read the Bible, they're not going to listen to the preaching, that they also may without the word, not without the Bible, but without a word that you even say. You don't even have to say a word, he say, because they're going to see your life, they're going to be won by the conversation. Or your lifestyle, your conduct, and how you present yourself, your spiritual influence is going to be used in a dramatic way for that unsaved man. Then he says, verse 2, he says, while they behold your chaste conversation, your chaste, pure living, you're doing that with fear, fear to God. Because you know that you're going to answer to your husband, ultimately to God. So you want to be able to do all you can to support him and admire him so that he'll realize, man, there's somebody above me. It's called God.
Thank you for listening in to today's message with Pastor Marty Herron on Heart of Harvest. This daily program is brought to you by Harvest Ministries, located on the island of Guam. If you'd like more information or a copy of today's message, you can always write to Heart of Harvest, P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. That's Heart of Harvest, P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921, or call area code 671-477-6341. That number once again, 671-477-6341. You can always visit our website at hbcguam.net, where you'll find a podcast of today's program. That's hbcguam.net. Thank you for listening in, and be sure to join us at this same time tomorrow for the next edition of Heart of Harvest.